This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Hello there. This is John Kiefer getting you caught up on tonight's action with your Jazz Game Rewind. For the first time since the 2008 second round matchup versus the Los Angeles Lakers, the Utah Jazz have won back-to-back games in the second round of a playoff series, as they take down the Los Angeles Clippers 117-111, and they now have a 2-0 series lead. Without Mike Conley, the Utah Jazz have a 2-0 series lead over the Clippers. How amazing is that? This was a tale of two halves, as the Jazz played really, really well in the first half and ripped off a 14-3 run to close the half and took a 13-point lead. That was led by Donovan Mitchell dropping a career and franchise-high 27 first-half points.
Here's Donovan, pick and roll. They force him to his left. He rises and fires for three, and he's still hot. Oh, he has not cooled off in the last 48 hours. Here's Donovan in the front court with the crowd in three different colored T-shirts watching in a full house here in Salt Lake. Crossover, rise, fire. Oh, Donovan Mitchell! How about that start tonight? 7-0 Donovan run. Patrick Beverley's in the game, hassling Donovan everywhere. Comes off a favors pick once, twice, pulls and hits. Donovan's got 14 points in the first 7 minutes. Swing right side to Donovan. Cousins defending. They're switching everything, so they got mismatches. 8 on the clock. Donovan driving at Cousins, loose with the dribble. Retreats out for a three and hit it. Jazz by 7, 57-50. Donovan gets a switch with Morris. 6 on the clock. Pulls back for a 32-foot three, and it's good.
Oh, boy.
Are you kidding me? 27 for Donovan Mitchell.
They stretched that lead to 21 points in the third quarter, but then everything changed when the Clippers switched to a zone defense that completely flustered the Jazz. And then Reggie Jackson, of all people, just caught fire. He scored 16 points in the third quarter alone and finished the night as the leading scorer for the Clippers with 29. The Jazz led this entire game until the Clippers finally took a 101-99 lead on a Jackson 3 with 6:37 remaining. That's where we're going to throw this down to Locke and Boone live on the call to see how the Jazz responded.
101-99, for the first time all night when I say that, it's the Clippers that are leading. 6:37 left in the fourth. Reggie Jackson is the story. 22 points in the second half, while Paul George is 6 of 15. Reggie Jackson has come to play. 34 for Donovan, 24 for Jordan Clarkson. Bogdanovich with 13. Ingles with 14. 6:37 to play. For ever strange reason, the LA Clippers this year, defensively in clutch time, were not good. 27th in the NBA. Seems very strange. They were 16-18 in the clutch this year, whereas the Jazz were 17-13. 101-99 is the score. The Clippers went to the zone down 21 in the equivalent of pulling the fire alarm.
I was wondering why Donovan was not on the floor. I guess he went back to the locker room or something.
Joe Ingles driving through the lane, underhand high scoop off the top of the basketball glass, and then it defies physics and falls through the cylinder for two.
Couldn't tell if they were in a zone then, but Joe was able to get all the way to the basket. And there's no rim protector on the floor.
Second tie of the night. 101-101. 6 minutes to play. Kawhi Leonard spinning, driving, sees Gobert, kicks to Batum, misses. That's going to be the series, is whether they hit that corner three after dragging Gobert in. Bogdanovich, quick three the other way. Yes!
Thank you for pushing the ball up the floor, playing a little faster, break the paint.
Ty Lue just called a timeout.
Again.
Timeout, Ty Lue. One play in. We will keep it here. 5:54 left. That was quick. Both teams only have one timeout left for the remainder of the game. Wow. That basically we're going to go down the stretch of this important game without timeouts on both sides. And a foul off the ball is on Royce O'Neal holding Paul George on a roll, I believe, but I'm not. Yep. 104-101. Thanks for tuning in. David Locke along with Ron Boone. Reggie Jackson, who's had a brilliant second half, gives it to Kawhi Leonard, their leading scorer on the right side. Leonard drives with the left hand in the lane, bounces back out to Paul George, penetrates to the rack, fouled by O'Neal, and that's Royce's fourth foul. O'Neal. Wow, crowd doesn't like it. Jazz already used their challenge.
And there's no challenge left, is there?
Nope, you only get one. Paul George, a brilliant free throw shooter, goes to the line. Crowd really doesn't like it.
Plus, it goes off Paul George's legs there as well.
87% free throw shooter. He makes the free throw. Seven-time All-Star. Five-time All-NBA. Paul George has 20 points on 6 of 15 shooting. 104-102, now 104-103. Jazz lead. They led by as many as 21. Clippers lead a moment ago was their first of the night. Ingles comes to the front court with Beverly defending. Flares left side to Donovan. Bullets it down low through traffic, and Kawhi has another steal. Kawhi going coast to coast again. Long dribble out in front, throws it out to Morris. Their best catch and shoot, three-point shooter, and he missed. Long rebound to Beverly. The Jazz were really slow to that ball. Right side, Beverly for three. No good. Rebound, Donovan. 104-103, 5 minutes to play. Beverly knocks it away from Donovan, and a reach-in foul called on Beverly. Teams can be super aggressive right now because both teams only have three fouls.
Yeah. And Beverly has a way of putting that forearm and then reaching with the other. So that forearm kind of slows you up, and then the reach hand comes up with a deflection.
Three-time all-defensive player, Patrick Beverly. Clippers players are loaded with resumes. Inbound to Ingles. Joe's played 28 minutes. He has 16 points tonight. Comes off a Gobert pick. Terminates. Gives to Rudy at the top of the key. Back to Joe. Comes off a right hand. Finds Rudy on the roll. Goes to the rack and dunked it. Plus the foul. Rudy Gobert with a fabulous move at the rim. Double clutching. Bouncing off contact and throwing it in the cylinder.
And Paul George picks up his fourth foul. Beautiful roll, beautiful pass there by Joe Ingles. And you know, that pass had to be just perfect. The Jazz have tried to get him the basketball, and Kawhi Leonard has been able to come up with some steals. But that pass was on time and perfectly thrown.
Rudy's free throw. Perfect. Clutch free throw by Rudy Gobert. 107-103. Bogdanovich picks up Leonard 90 feet. Leonard comes to the front court. He crosses the half line with 17. Jazz by 4, 18,100 on their feet. Kawhi rocking it back and forth as Rudy hovers in the paint. Kick out to the corner for a corner three over Gobert. No good. Rebound O'Neal. Same play as a moment ago. O'Neal to the front court. Ingles trailing. Catches. Beverly's guarding Donovan. Donovan's in the corner. Ingles nodding his head. O'Neal, nothing happening. 8 on the shot clock. He gets a switch onto Morris. Ingles drives, throws out to O'Neal, right side three. Rolls Royce! 110-103. By seven, assist Ingles. Jackson right side, 4 minutes to play. Driving the baseline, Rudy hovering. Pass out top to Morris, rotates to Beverly. Penetrates the lane, sees Rudy, goes up, shot blocked, rebound Gobert. Crowd's going bananas. You could tell. 3:45 to play. Jazz won game one. It's Ingles, wide open, right side, three, tickles the twine. They left Joe Ingles wide open. He hits the three, and you cannot hear me. And Ty Lue has used his final timeout with 3 minutes left. And Thurl Bailey has got this crowd going crazy.
So the Clippers held the lead for exactly 11 seconds before the Jazz went on a 14-2 run, leading them to a 117-111 victory. Donovan Mitchell led the way with 37 points, but lots of players stepped up tonight. Bojan had 16 points and played some really impressive defense against Kawhi Leonard. Gobert had 13 points, 20 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 2 assists.
Leonard driving inside at Gobert, bounces out to Cousins. Puts his shoulder into Bogdanovich, steps in the lane, ball fakes 3 different times, goes up, gets blocked by Gobert, shot clock violation, 3 times!
Oh, you're talking about 3-time defensive player of the year. I'm talking about the 3 pump fakes that didn't work, and he still gets the shot blocked.
Jordan Clarkson was his regular flamethrower self, living up to the t-shirt that was made for him, scoring 24 points on 6 of 9 shooting from 3.
Left side, Clarkson. 17-14 Jazz. Clarkson guarded by Paul George. Pull back, 3. Swish! Man, that was a tough shot. Paul George has as good a defensive resume as anybody this side of Rudy Gobert. Clarkson comes up to the front court, crosses over, rises up, hits the 3. They get a switch right away. They're switching everything so the Jazz can pick their matchups. O'Neal, left side to Clarkson, off a nice pick, fires the 3, hits! Jordan Clarkson's got the off-the-bounce going tonight, he's got 15 points and the Jazz are up 7.
And Joe Ingles, who has struggled this playoff, scored 19 points and was huge down the stretch with Donovan Mitchell looking hobbled. The Jazz will try to take a commanding 3-0 lead this Saturday as they travel to the Staples Center Arena for a 7:30 tip-off. As always, you can listen to David Locke and Ron Boone live on the call through the Utah Jazz radio app. And for all your Jazz game news and notes, subscribe to the Locked On Jazz podcast and the Utah Jazz radio podcast. And visit LockedOnJazz.net. This has been John Kiefer with your Jazz Game Rewind.